Welcome to the second hour of Those Singing Drag Queens, Part 1. A very popular drag queen in England in the 60s and 70s was Lee Sutton, and again, his act was more comedy than singing. But I found this song quite interesting. From his 1968 album, presenting Lee Sutton a near miss, here's The Lady is a Fake.
I wear a dress with the bristles sewn in. Boom, 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 boom. I sink a pint when I ought to sip gin. There's no flies on me, but you can see where they've been. And that's why the lady's a fake. Men try to date me, convinced I'm a dame. They take me swimming, it does seem a shame. We get undressed and we're both built the same. Snap! Except that I'm built bigger. That's why the lady's a fake. When I perform, I act like a professional. After the show, this hair ain't there. I hang it up while I'm having my break. You've got to bridge the gap sometimes, darling. That's why the lady's a fake. When people ask what undies I wear, I just declare at once why France. They call me Miss, but it should be mistake. And that's why the ladies fake. If I'm accused of being a tot, I play it smart. That way they pay. I love the Navy, but never touch cake unless I out make it myself. When I'm dragged up, all the feeling's immense. But I'll admit it, I'm right on offense. Because I can't use the ladies and I daren't use the gents. And that's why the broad is a fraud. Let me repeat, things ain't what they seem. It's like a dream. In bed I'm Fred. I find it safer to stay wide awake. Don't call me madam, this is an Adam. That's why the lady is a
fake. You coax the blues right out of the horn. You charm the husk right off of the corn. Name, you've got the banjo strumming and plucking out a tune to beat the band. The whole plantation's humming since you brought Dixie back to Dixieland. You make the cotton easy to pick. Name, you give my old mint julep a kick. Name, you make the old magnolia tree blossom at the mention of your name. You've made us feel alive again and given us the drive again to make the South revive again, Maine. You coax the blues right out of the horn, Maine. You charm the husk right off of the corn, Maine. You've got the banjo strumming and plunking out a tune to beat the band. The whole plantation's humming since you brought Dixie back to Dixieland. You make the cotton easy to pick, Maine. You give my old mint julep a kick, Maine.
make the old magnolia tree blossom at the mention of your name. Your special fascinational proved to be inspirational. We think you're just sensational. You really are sensational. We think you're most sensational.
Following Lee Sutton was Danny LaRue from his 1970 album, Hello Danny. Now, LaRue is practically a national institution in England and has been in the business since the late 60s, and at age 78 is still performing. He's had many recordings, has been in movies, and has been a very active performer in nightclubs and West End shows, and even had his own club in the 60s that attracted many celebrities. His recordings are all singing rather than including any comedy, and as you might have picked up from hearing a little of his version of Maine, his style was more in the English music hall mode. In fact, in 1982, he made history when he did one of his most adventurous roles, that of Dolly Levi in the musical Hello, Dolly. It was the first time in theatrical history that the part of Dolly had been played by a man, and the first time that a man had played a female role in a major musical.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, we can tell. Dolly, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. We feel the room swaying for the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find her an empty lap. Fellas, Dolly, don't ever go away again.
Back to America, and we're in the late 60s. And by now, I don't have to tell you that many of the singing drag queens would not have been accused of being singers. A very good example is one known just as Michelle, who had two albums, and the first was itself a rarity, a two-record set of a live performance called Ready or Not, It's Me. She followed up that album with one called It's Me Again from around 1968, which is where this song comes from, the non-melodic Why Am I So Lovely?
Why was I born so lovely? Fabulous face, figure of grace, a case of simple fact. My, oh my, I'm so lovely. I'm the ideal, what you call really stacked. Whenever I go out walking, guys always whistle and stare, nudging each other and talking, gawking at my derriere and other points of interest. Why was I born so lovely? I may be quite the most delightful sight you'll ever see. Sweet as pie and so lovely. Heavens above, I'm such a lovely me.
Gee, I could listen to her, well, not very long. But let's reflect a moment. Michelle is about the first drag artist, at least who released recordings, who actually used a name that was decidedly female. Everyone else I've played have used male names, Douglas, Arthur, Noel, Jimmy, Bobby, etc. Or they used names that were neutral, Lee, Ray, Jean, Jackie. For the most part, these names were their real names, and the artist didn't really feminize them in the early days. Perhaps they were maintaining the idea that this was an act rather than an identity, or perhaps it was a little in reaction to the laws. In some places in the early years, it was illegal to perform in drag. so it may have been just less hassle to use a man's name. It was probably a combination of many factors. Another artist who went by a name that sounded female was Minette, but that was her real last name, and the song I'm going to play is so bad it's kind of fascinating. It's from a very rare album from 1968 called Come to Me at Tea Time. Her album is different from most of the drag artist albums of those years, as it was not comedy. Also, she wrote all the songs, which was rare for a drag artist. And even more unusual, they were very topical. This was 1968, and all over the news was the hippie movement, psychedelic drugs, and the Vietnam War. And she dealt with all those subjects. So I picked the song with the most out lyrics, and it's probably the only queer song you'll ever hear about Lyndon Johnson. It's called LBJ, Don't Take My Man Away.
Don't take my satisfaction to the chill. LBJ, don't take my man away.
Yes, LBJ, it's dying overseas, and LBJ, heading toward World War III, is what you're doing now. CIA and hateful Pentagon, like Hitler's wife, they seem to carry on, and every day a few more victims gone to gratify your bomb. Satisfaction to go off to war. Don't take my steady action. They fight not a foreign shore. Don't you know that he's the main attraction in my life each day?
Up to one of my favorites, Charles Pierce. Pierce was one of the most famous of the drag performers of our culture. In his act, he gave gleefully nasty impersonations of Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, Tallulah Bankhead, Mae West, Carol Channing, Katharine Hepburn, Gloria Swanson, Barbara Stanwyck, and many others. His mimicry was expert, and he coupled it with gaudy costumes and outrageous humor in a career that spanned 4 decades and included frequent television and movie appearances. He recorded 2 comedy albums in the 70s, and in 1983 his Legendary Ladies of the Silver Screen show was captured on video. While he did very little singing in his act, I could just not leave him out of this show, and found on one of his videos the perfect song. Here's Charles Pierce and Want to Buy an Illusion.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Our whole show has been an illusion, you know that. Just an illusion. What have I? An illusion. Slightly used, secondhand. Such romantic illusions. Reaching high, built on sand. They have a touch of paradise. A spell you can't explain. For in this crazy kind of paradise, you are in love again. What have I? An illusion, slightly used, just like new. Such romantic illusions. They were done. Now they're through. We play them all for laughs. It was strictly entre nous. So take an illusion. All for fun and all just for you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Bill Masonheimer, ladies and gentlemen. I was married once.
I'm one of the boys who's one of the girls. I wear my hair short. I wear it in curls. Hey, I can be campy. I can be straight. Shall we talk about that later in the dressing room? Sometimes I'm even my very own date. Not tonight, Charles. You have a headache. In spite of the dress, the finesse, and the poise, whee! I'm one of the girls who's really one. B-O-Y-S-G-I-R-L-S. Good night.
That was Charles Pierce. Another very popular illusionist was Jim Bailey, who's been performing since the early 70s in Las Vegas, on television and in the movies, and of course on record. His impressions were dead on, especially of Judy Garland and Barbra Streisand, as you'll hear in this short medley from his 1973 album, Live at Carnegie Hall.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand, that's true. Yes, I do, indeed I do, you know I do. I can't tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know.
I shall now walk to the piano. Oh, wow, it was a long walk, wasn't it? Father has a business, strictly secondhand. Everything from toothpicks to a baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store. Even clothes I'm wearing, someone wore before. Not this one. Now it's no wonder that I feel abused. Well, I never get a thing what ain't been used.
second-hand hats, second-hand bows. That's why they call me Second-Hand Rose. Even my pajamas when I don them got somebody else's initials on them. Second-hand hats, I'm sick of wearing second-hand hats. I never get what other girlies do. Once while strolling through the Ritz, a girl got my goat. She nudged her friend and said, "Hey, Seal, there goes my old fur coat." Well, everyone knows that I'm just second-hand Rose from Second Avenue.
This next artist is from Australia, and his success goes far beyond performing as a woman. Reg Livermore has been a musical star in Australia since the 60s, with leading roles in that country's productions of Hair, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Barnum, and most recently in The Producers. But he attracted my attention for his 1975 one-man show called The Betty Blockbuster Follies. That show included the drag standard What Makes a Man a Man? And I almost used that song in this show, but then I got his 1976 album, Wonder Woman. Well, the costumes he wore in that show are even more outrageous, and the album included one of my favorite Motown songs, one first done in 1968 by Gladys Knight and the Pips, although I much, much prefer the more dramatic version by Yvonne Fair in 1976. This song just begs to be done by a drag queen. It's called It Should Have Been Me.
I saw my love walking down the aisle, and as he passed me by, he turned to me and gave me a smile. Then the preacher joined. Oh, the people began to stand when I shouted, "It should have been me. Oh, it should have been me. You know it should have been me. Baby, how can you do?" Around and you broke my heart. Now you're stuck.
ho, ho, ho.
In the early 70s, a singer and producer named Rudy Ray Moore became very successful with a series of records. They were unique in the side of black culture that they portrayed. He became one of the first X-rated comedians with a series of albums with not-so-subtle titles like Eat Out More Often and Let's Come Together and others I'm not going to name. As his success grew, he added other artists to his stable like Billy McAllister, who I played early in the show, and female impersonator Jerry Walker. That performer's album from 1971 was called Fairy Godmother, and from it is I Live the Life I Love Because I Love the Life I Live. But wait a minute, I've got Rudy Ray Moore himself to introduce Jerry Walker. This intro is from a promotional 45, and note that he very incorrectly says Walker is the first female impersonator to have a comedy album.
This is our very latest release on Kent Records. This is Kent Records 003. All of our product is available on 8-track and cassette, along with the disc recording. Our newest find, the world's first female impersonator to be recorded on a comedy record. Here he is, Mr. Jerry Walker, from the album The Fairy Godmother.
Thank you very much. Right now, I'd like to do a number that I've been doing down through the years, and it has become a part of me. I live the life that I love. And I love the life that I live. I'm wondering how many of you out there can say that and not be ashamed. Because you know, you see, I know I'm not the only freak. And some of you out there is high. But you can come on out tonight because I'm gonna tell you. I'm pulling the cover off of you. You laugh and giggle at me, but I'm pulling the cover off of you tonight. Just because y'all see me walk around in my snowball curl, everybody know goddamn well that I ain't no real girl. But what have you got to take and what have you got to give? As long as I live the life that I love. And baby, I love the life that I live. Now, I know some of you sit out there, you giggle and laugh when you see me passing by. And then some of you dirty son of a bitches got nerve enough to sit out there and say, I wish that damn thing would die. But baby, if I got any malice in my heart against any of you, I beg God to forgive. Because I'm doing my thing. I live the life that I love. And baby, let me tell you, I love the life that I live. You take passion as sex. You know, passion is a big word for some of us. But passion is nothing but sucking, fucking, whatever it is you like to do. But passion is something that none of us can explain. But some of you so damn nosy, you want to know how come I love a man. Well, baby, if you stand out there, take your own little finger and try stirring your own little pot, you wouldn't have time to worry about my business or try to figure out what kind of pussy I got. So won't you leave me alone and let me live? You see, I'm human, and I can pray, and you know God surely will forgive. Now, when I say that I'm human, that might seem strange to everybody, but listen to me. And you know I'm telling the truth now. Just listen to me. If you would take everything that y'all do in the dark behind locked doors, in these hotels, these motels, I know some of you out there done did it in the car. Some of you get hot nuts and go behind the building and do it in the bushes. So listen to me, baby. Take everything that you do in the dark behind locked doors, and you'd bring it up to the light, there'd be a whole lot of you keychain motherfucking freaks right out there tonight. So I'm gonna keep on living because I didn't make myself. Now you see, if I'd made myself, I wouldn't have been you. I wouldn't have been you. I wouldn't have been you. I wouldn't have been any of you. But I damn sure would be something else. So I'm gonna keep on living. I'm gonna be that I am. And I'm gonna be the very best of what I am. I'm gonna be Miss Jerry Walker. And I'm gonna live the life that I love. And for everybody out there that don't like me, baby, I really don't give a damn. Because I am the fairy godmother. I live the life that I love. And I love the life that I live.
Jerry Walker from the album Fairy Godmother. He had one more album that I know of, which has eluded me so far, and I'd love to have it as it sounds irresistible. It was called Sell It or Sit on It. Another performer who I can't play on regular radio was Liz Lyons. He had two albums in the early 70s, which were mostly X-rated comedy, but he threw in an occasional song. His first album was called Up Your Ass, and the second was Around the World, from 1975, from which I got the song A Long, Long Time.
And I'd like to do a tune for you about my recent marriage. I married a millionaire. He was 50 years older, but I didn't care. I dreamed of what a beautiful romance it could be. But it just goes to show you how wrong I can be. What good are minks and diamond rings? I miss those other things. It's been a long, long time. Every time I want a thrill, he takes another pill. It takes a long, long time. Now I fell for him because he was so handsome. His name was Simpson. I thought he said Samson. I trade the whole darn works today for one good substantial. Hey, hey. It's been a long, long time. Now I watch him burning the incense, turning down all of the lights. It's always a dress rehearsal. but never an opening night. He just bought me a string of pearls. I hope he ate the oysters, girls. It's been a long, long time. He bought me a yacht that's shiny and new. I hope it's got a healthy crew. It's been a long, long time. At night he takes me to the opera or the ballet. And all the time I'm dreaming, oh, of a matinee. The days are long, the nights are longer. Golly, I wish that he was stronger. It's been a long, long time. Now he puts on his purple pajamas, sprinkles himself a touche. I see that poor fella preparing for a part that he never will play. I always knew he was Antony Gregory Peck. Still, I didn't think he'd be a physical wreck. So, girls, if you marry an old buckaroo, before you retire, take a book or two. 'Cause till he can get the damn thing good and ready for you, you can finish the whole damn book. It'll take him a long, long time.
We're going back across the ocean now for the next several performers, stopping first in the Netherlands for a cabaret artist known as Daisy Dynamite from her 1975 album, Live at Oscar Wilde.
Go say what a boy in the back room have. Tell them I'm having the time. Go say what a boy in the back room have. Spend my money and close up with a picture in a frame. Go say what the boys in the back room will have. Tell them I'm sacked. Tell them I go. And tell them I died off the time. But when I die, don't buy a casket from silver kindle on a flame. Say what the boys in the bathroom will have. Tell them I'm sacked. Tell them I go. And tell them I died of the same. But when I don't pay the preacher for speaking of my glory and my fame, go see what the boys in the bathroom will have. Tell them I'm sacked. Tell them I go. And tell them I die of dying.
Did I just hear you asking the question, how come there aren't any drag artist opera singers? Well, this may answer that question.
Manca le finestre e fa' aprire. Che amore mi viole, che cima il mio di rogni. Sciamo, oh sciamo al sole. Oh la veste in pensier, color del cielo. Vedi, ecco gli occhi. Oh,
You didn't really want more than a minute of that, did you? That was called April and was released in 1976 in the UK by the surprising soprano Michael Aspinall, which was the title of his album. More so than in America, the British seemed to have a fascination with men dressed in drag. Through the 70s and 80s, on radio and then television, the duo of Hinge and Brackett charmed millions. Patrick Fife and George Logan portrayed two lovable elderly spinsters named Hinge and Brackett. They released a number of albums, and from one from 1983 called Dear Ladies comes the classic Can't Help Lovin' That Man. I give you Dr. Evagne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett.
Fish for the swim and birds for the fly. I gotta love one of men till I die. Can't help loving that bed of mine. Tell me he's busy. Tell me he's small. Tell me I'm crazy. Maybe I know.
And just because I'm famous and I'm a star in Shakespeare,
I'm still the same girl that I was before Gough Whitlam made me a dame. I'll see you in a minute. Bye bye. I'm glad I came, because at least I can say that I've seen it as a superstar, a mother and a wife. And I hope that I pass muster when my grandchildren cluster around to hear the story of my life. When my husband Norm had his op, I was caught on the hop, and the doctor asked me which organ he could spare. I looked down on the man I'd nursed, and I said, don't go too far, but if you have to do your worst, can I have it in a jar? So at least I can say that I've seen it. At least I can say it was there. Yes, at least I can say long ago and far away, I was there.
After Hinge and Brackett was the unmistakable Dame Edna. Barry Humphries first found success in his native Australia, where he created the character Edna Everidge in 1956. That role has served him well in the theater, television, and on film. One of the earliest of his shows to make it to vinyl in 1976 was Housewife Superstar, from where I got the song you just heard called Here I Am. And I should add that Humphries is one of the very few heterosexuals to appear on this show. And here's some more trivia. The country of Australia has just released a series of postage stamps featuring his picture, which has got to be some sort of first for a drag artist. Still another English drag artist was one with a very campy name, Frank Fufu Lamar. Born in Manchester, Lamar became that area's most famous cabaret artist and had a nightclub he named after himself. His autobiography was called I Am What I Am, so it should not be surprising that he would record this song on his 1976 album, My Life at the Palace, The Frank Lamar Story.
Sometimes when I feel, oh, what a mess I really made in my life. I've been crying over my mistakes, forgetting all the breaks I've had in my life. This great world is made in my life. Until I add up my score and count the things I'm grateful for in my life. This is my life. Yesterday, tomorrow, love may come and find me.
ginger and dynamite. There's plenty of that each night. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas chew tobacco and the women wiki wacky woo. The way that they entertain would hurry a hurricane. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas chew tobacco and the women wiki wacky woo. A Fujiana, you get a mama, and then your troubles increase. It's some pagoda, she orders soda, the earth shakes, milkshakes, 10 cents a piece. And they kiss the Anahaki nights, a bite jingo, it's worth the price. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas chew the baggy and the women wiki wacky woo. Hot ginger and dynamite, there's plenty of that each night. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas chew the baggy and the women wiki wacky woo. The way they can entertain would hurry a hurricane. Back in Nagasaki with the fellas chew tobacco and the women wiki wacky woo. A Fujiana, you get a mama, and then your troubles increase. It's some pagoda, you order soda, the earth shakes, milk shakes, 10 cents a piece. They kiss the Anahagi nice, by jingo it's worth the price. Back in Nagasaki with the fellas chew tobacco and the women wiki wacky woo. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas shoot the backy and the women wiki wacky woo. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas shoot the backy and the women wiki wacky woo.
Now I can't really tell you what the name of that last song was, and the titles are not listed on the album. The album, by the way, is called The Trollettes Live at the Cricketers. The Cricketers, in the early 80s, it says on the back of the album, was voted the best drag pub in London. A couple interesting aspects of the album, at least to me, is that this is a rare example of two drag artists performing together. In this case, it was Jimmy Court and David Raven, with the very campy name The Trollettes. Also, the record label was called Bona Records. Gay history trivia buffs might know that the word Bona was a favorite slang term in an almost secret gay language in England called Polari. So I like that it was used in the label's name. You can check out my August of 2004 show for more info on the language Polari. Okay, were there Spanish drag queens? Well, of course. Here's one from 1978 called Pierrot, with an album by the same name and a song called Homosexual. If someone can tell me what this song is about, I'd love to know.
Yo no comprendo que me contemplen como si fuera una normal, ni que a mis padres horrorizados les cause un trauma casi fatal. No veo la causa ni encuentro nada excepcional, porque yo pienso que es muy normal el ser un homosexual. Nadie se asusta ni se avergüenza de que le guste el carnaval, comer patatas, jugar al pute o ver boxeo, que es algo brutal. Porque se extrañan de que me guste a mí un chaval. Y es que yo pienso que es muy normal el ser un homosexual. También tenemos nuestras penas, y la vida para todos es igual. También nacemos, también amamos, también llegamos luego al final. ¿Por qué de hacerse lo negro blanco si todo existe? Es muy normal que haya distintas coloraciones dentro del orden natural. No creo que nadie a Dios acuse de irracional. Para eso creo que es muy normal el ser un homosexual. Tenemos nuestras penas y la vida para todos es igual. También nacemos, también amamos, también llegamos luego al final. Por eso creo, pese a quien pese, grite quien grite, caiga quien caiga, que son envidias, que son insidias, que es muy normal el ser un homo.
No, 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 no.
I followed Perrault with another Spanish drag queen named Samantha. I have 145 by her from 1979, and it contained the dance song Rock Me Baby. In Berlin in the early 80s, there was a famous drag club called Chez Nous, and over the years, several albums were released of their variety shows. From one from 1980 is just a snippet of the artist Domino singing Cabaret Paris.
Cabaret Paris, mesdames, messieurs, herein spaziert. Cabaret Paris, entrez ist jederzeit. Cabaret Paris, hier machen Sie sich ohne Genie. Mal richtig frei, doch bitte gehen Sie nicht zu weit. Cabaret Paris, das finden Sie nicht überall. Cabaret Paris, das ist ein Paris. Cabaret Paris, die ganze Stadt entzünden frei. Auch für Sie.
In 1977, a movie came out named Outrageous, starring Canadian female impersonator Craig Russell. And 10 years later, it even had a sequel, Too Outrageous. Russell was one of the major female impersonators of the 70s and 80s, and did remarkable impressions of female stars. He was well known for doing Judy Garland and Barbra Streisand, and Mae West. But I thought I would give you a taste of his Carol Channing, with a dash of Marlena Dietrich and Ethel Merman.
Let's be frank. Well, frankly, I'd rather be Carol Channing.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Now that's my battle hymn of the Republic. I've been doing that song now for over 25 years, and it's almost perfect. Who in the world could ever replace me as Lorelei Lee? Well, if gentlemen prefer blondes, why not the eternal Marlene Dietrich?
Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oh, dear. Oh, that song is not for Marlena. It was written for a trumpet, not a bass fiddle. Let's try Ethel Merman.
Some men buy and some men sigh that to make you their bride they intend.
Thanks, girls, for proving there's only one Lorelei Lee, and that's me.
Time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I don't mean right.
These days, you're going to miss me, honey.
Some of these days, you're going to feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. Oh, yes, you'll miss my kissing. Yeah, you'll miss me, honey. When I'm gone away, like May. Oh. Some of these days, you're going to miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you'll miss my kissing, you'll miss me, honey.
Some of these days, you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna be so lonely. Take it out. Hey, you forget the words, Ella. I'm for you only, and you know, honey, you've had your way.
Now, how many drag artists can you think of that also do Louis Armstrong? Those songs were respectively from his movies Outrageous and Too Outrageous.